Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. So much to tell you about, almost too much news to fit in an 8-hour show, let alone a 3-hour show. I think we can start. I'd like to start with Trump, but I got to start first with the internet has literally exploded with the breaking news that the Wagner chief who tried to overthrow Putin and the Russian government was in a business jet and it has crashed. That's a nice way of putting it. Many believe it was hit by a missile. Prigozhin's business jet has crashed, and the reports say everyone on board is presumed dead. And Prigozhin himself, who was in charge of Wagner, that was about to overthrow the Russian government and throw Putin out of office or kill Putin, was on the manifest that he was on the plane. And Russian media sources are now confirming he was on board the downed plane, and everyone on the plane is dead, so he is presumed dead. And the question is, was it shot down upon Putin's orders? And I think most people would say yes. But I just want everybody to see this not as a reminder of how vicious Putin is, because he is. I've never defended Putin and said he was a good guy. He's a vicious slime ball. He's a scumbag. He's a murdering tyrant. Always has been. And if you cross him, you go to prison for life or you die. But I wonder how many people realize it's not much different anymore in the United States of America. They have marked Trump for extinction. And their goal is to cause him to have a heart attack and die, or to spend the rest of his life in prison. Or how about this one? Or steal the election again. Or if he does manage to win and beat the rig and beat the steal, as he did in 16... That's why Hillary was in total shock. They had it stolen. They had it rigged. And Trump brought out so many white, middle-class, working-class voters, he beat the rig and put them in shock. They weren't ready for it. But they were ready in 2020. And Trump brought out 12 million new voters and a man in diapers and masked, incoherent, who doesn't know who his wife is, hiding in the basement of his Delaware house, got the most votes in history, 81 million, more than Obama. He's more popular than Obama's ever been. He's more popular than Bill Clinton's ever been. He's more popular, Joe Biden, than Ronald Reagan's ever been. And even though Trump got the most votes in history of any president and the most additional votes in history of any president, he still lost because they rigged and cheated and stole the election. And now they're trying to put him in jail for life. And the crime is that he complained about a rigged and stolen election. He talked about it. He tried to investigate it. Now, here's the real irony. Get this, because I'm writing this column. Here's the real irony. I think everyone in America that has a brain realizes what's going on. It's a communist takeover of the United States. We're becoming just like Putin, just like the old Soviet Union, just like communist China, just like Cuba with Fidel Castro, just like Venezuela. We're becoming like all of them. Communist countries where we weaponize the government, we go after the political opposition, we kill dissent, and we put people in jail. And so everyone's scared, and they all understand the only choice here is Trump. And Trump's going to get an overwhelming vote in 2024. And if he happens to beat the rig again, and I don't know if that's even likely, okay, I think it's going to be so rigged that you can't beat the rig. I think they're going to try. They're not going to try. I already know this is their strategy. they're going to disqualify Trump in multiple states. So if they can, let's say they came off the ballot in 10 states, Trump will be running for president in only 40 states of a 50-state nation. He won't even be on the ballot in 10 states unless the United States Supreme Court overrules the Democrat governors of blue states. Can you imagine trying to win the presidency? It's like trying to win a tennis match with one leg and one arm tied behind your back, and you're hopping around like a kangaroo against someone using both arms and both legs. That's what this is like. And Trump's going to try and win, and people are so upset at this point. He very well may win, and they will either rig it so it looks like he lost, or if he overcomes the rig, what's the reason they try to put him in jail? Because he tried to cry wolf. They would claim that there really wasn't a stolen election, but he's saying there was. That's their argument. Well, if he wins, the nation will be torn apart, and Democrats will scream it was a stolen election, and Trump is an illegitimate president, and he had no right to run, let alone to win, and he didn't win. He rigged it, and he stole it. Isn't that exactly what they're accusing Trump of? Yeah, of course it is. This whole country is so... I was about to say a word I can't say on the air. Wow, I came really close to saying it. This country is so screwed. It's so amazing. Democrats are allowed to scream like Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton, the election's stolen, the election's stolen, Republicans, they're bad people. But if you scream the exact same thing, now you go to prison. And they'll kill you in prison. You'll die of a heart attack. Or who knows, the guards will beat the former president to death in a jail cell in Fulton County, Georgia. I wouldn't put anything by these disgusting, low-life pieces of garbage. But just keep in mind, if you were to do that, the whole nation will rise up. And there's nothing that will stop us now. Nothing. If you kill Trump in prison, all of you are going to pay with your lives. We'll put you in prison, and we'll put you on trial for murder, and all of you are going to hang in the gallows. I just want you to know that. There's no room for debate on this one. If something happens to Trump in prison, you're all going to die. But we're not going to kill you the way liberals want to with mob justice. There's going to be a trial. You're going to get a chance to defend yourself. You'll have good lawyers, as everyone in America gets. And we'll see what happens. But you're going to be charged with the death penalty. That's what they're trying to do. They want to kill Trump, but they hope they give him a heart attack and he dies, and then they won't be blamed. You can't call it murder if you give someone a heart attack, right? That's what they're hoping. That the poor man dies from the stress of these indictments. They're trying to do the same thing to Rudy Giuliani. Here's the guy that defeated John Gotti and the mafia. And they've got a mugshot. He's now in a mugshot like he's the mafia. This is an Italian man who stood up to the mafia. One of the bravest men who's ever lived. He stood up to the mafia and he put them away. When no one else could, he invented RICO to put them away. And now they're charging him with RICO, and they're mugshotting him and making him look like a criminal. And they're going to do the same thing to Trump tomorrow. And if you think this is different than, Prokhorov, how do you pronounce the guy's name again? The head of Wagner. Are you there, Chris? Prokhorov? Prigozhin. I never heard of this guy in my life, so I had no idea how you pronounce it. Prigozhin. I knew there was Wagner, and I knew the Wagner army was trying to overthrow Putin. Never heard the name Prigozhin in my life. Never paid any attention to who he was. We have so many problems in America. I don't give a flying frick about Russia. I don't care about anything that happens in the rest of the world anymore. I'm one of the world's greatest fans of Israel. I don't even care what happens in Israel anymore. America's being taken over. It's a communist takeover. I don't care about Prigozhin. I don't care about Putin. I don't care about Wagner. I don't care about any of them. I care about the fact that America is dying. And what they're doing to Trump and Giuliani is no different than what's happening in Russia. No different. And I love Giuliani's line. Giuliani issues a warning to the Marxist DA as he turns himself in a Fulton County jail and says, I'm the same Rudy Giuliani that took down the mafia. Meaning, I'm coming for you next, mother trucker. These people are cruising for a bruising. These people want to kill us. And if you don't see that, you're living in a dream world. They want to kill us. They want to imprison us. They want to take our freedoms away. After they stole an election, to ask about it means they want to put you in prison for life. If you don't believe me, listen to the Fulton County Sheriff. He says Trump will be treated as a common prisoner. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get so mad. You have no idea what we're capable of doing. But this is the problem. They're trying to goad us into civil war. They know that we want to retaliate. They know we have all the guns. They know that if they could force us to start a revolution or a civil war and shoot a few Democrats, they will surround us with the military and kill us all. So we can only react with peace. There is no other way to react because they've got the military, they've got the police, they've got the government, they've got the DOJ, they've got the FBI, they've got the NSA listening into every one of us. And if any one of us reacts with violence one time, the entire movement is destroyed. The entire Republican Party is destroyed. Conservatives are destroyed. So you can only react, no matter how angry you get, you can only react in a peaceful way. Okay? Because anything we do is magnified out of proportion and exaggerated and turned into the worst thing in the world, and everyone goes to jail and no one ever goes home to see their family again. They'll hang us for spitting on the sidewalk if they can. Well, they continue to rig and steal elections and get away with murder. And they're trying their best, I repeat. They want Trump to die of a heart attack. I see it. And I repeat again, if Trump manages to beat the rig in 2024, they will all riot and loot and burn the entire country down, just like Black Lives Matter did in 2020. And it'll all be over a rigged and stolen election, they'll claim, that we did. And none of them will go to jail. Well, they're trying to put us in jail for the exact same thing right now, except without any violence or looting. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On fire, Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Spike Warrior is the solution. I'm a man of solutions. I love solutions. This is the solution to the question I'm asked a thousand times a day. I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do, Wayne, to rid my body of this dangerous poison? You know, I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. Patent pending, no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending, no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever. Naturally. That's the really key word here. Naturally. It turns your body into a spike protein eating machine. Naturally. Special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of NoCovidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root and get two bottles for the price of one and give one to somebody you love. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. That's the disclaimer we have to read because, you know, the enemy, which is our government, is out to destroy all of us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So every truth we tell becomes misleading and misinformation and a lie. And every lie they tell, you know, is defended as if it's the truth. It's an amazing world we live in right now. What did I tell you? For days I've been rampaging about the Maui today I was rampaging in segment one, of course, about Trump and Giuliani being arrested. They're going to have mugshots. They're going to treat Trump like any other prisoner, like a common prisoner. But I've been rampaging for days now about the Maui fire. Remember, everyone in Maui is a Democrat. Everyone in Hawaii is a Democrat. And I'm fighting for Democrats' lives because they were clearly destroyed. And it was clearly like the most incompetent thing I've ever seen, or purposeful, because it's funny how nobody rich lost their home. Zuckerberg kept his home. And the owner of Amazon kept his home, Bezos. And Oprah Winfrey kept her home. Only the people of Lahaina, which were the native people of Hawaii who lived in rather small homes, that would probably be like a $50,000 home in Alabama, but it was probably $1 million in Hawaii, but it was the smallest home possible, like a shack, probably cost $1 million in Maui. So they all had $1 million shacks, but they could all be knocked down, and you could build $10 million mansions, palaces. Somebody must have wanted their land for palaces. And everything they were told to do and everything done to them was wrong, and resulted in them dying. So there's a new report out. The Associated Press reported Wednesday that those who disobeyed the road barricade survived the Maui fire, and those who listened to the police perished, were burned alive. Do you understand? You're either talking about murder on a mass scale, or you're talking about the most incompetent people in the world, being that they're Democrats. I don't put either one of them by them. But let's assume it was just a good old-fashioned, terrible brush fire. Let's assume it moved faster than anything ever. Nobody put the sirens on. Ooh, what a mistake. Nobody gave them the water they needed, wouldn't release the water, because a liberal Obama supporter thinks water is sacred and it can't be used to put out a fire. Another little mistake. And then they put up road barricades all over, and if you followed the barricade, you lived. If you actually went by the barricades, and I can't go down that road, and you went the way the police told you to, you died. Another little mistake. There were lots of little mistakes. For God's sakes, it's an island in the middle of the ocean. You'd think they'd have jumbo jets and helicopters that would dip down, grab the ocean water, drop it on the fire. But no, they have the entire ocean, and they didn't know how to put out a fire. There were no police boats shooting water at the docks. There were no United States naval vessels. There were no Coast Guard vessels. There were no helicopters. There were no police going door to door to warn you there was a fire. Have you ever heard of anything like this? Seriously, something is so wrong and so rancid with the story in Maui. I've said this from day one. This reminds me of what was that guy's name who was black and he claimed they were going to lynch him on the streets of Chicago, and he was a TV star. I can't even remember his name anymore. He had a funny name. And this reminds me of that story. The second that story came out, I stuck my neck on the line and I said, it's never happened in the history of the world. It's never going to happen. It's a lie. He made it up. There will never be two white men at 2 a.m. on a dark street corner in a black neighborhood in Chicago with a noose in their hand and a Trump hat, a red Trump hat, looking to hang a black man. It's never happened in history. It will never happen. He made it up. He's a liar. Common sense, right? That's how rancid this smells. It's not possible that no one warned these poor people and these poor children that were home from school. They were playing video games. They didn't know a fire was coming that was 100 feet high that was going to toast them and make them disappear, melted them to nothing. They were incinerated, and nobody told them. Does this seem normal to you? Those who listened to the police died. Those who told the police to F off lived. Make sense?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. The first Republican primary debate will take place tonight in Milwaukee. Missing from the stage will be frontrunner former President Trump. But UT San Antonio professor John Taylor says his presence will be felt.
It'll be kind of amusing to see how the candidates will not only try to mention him, but also not necessarily attack him too much.
Taylor says it's going to be hard for some of the fringe candidates to break through, with most of the focus on Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of a mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, is said to have been on the passenger list of a plane that crashed in Russia. That's according to the Russian Civil Aviation Authority. Russian state media reports that Prigozhin was killed in that crash. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Sam Williams is under arrest. The second-year star was busted on both gun and drug charges. It happened Sunday night in the Dallas suburb of Frisco. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. By the way, you know I've got two TV shows. I want to make sure all of you know how to find them on weekends. I've got my biggest show, which is Real America's Voice TV Network. It's America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root. I count down the top 10 stories in the nation for a person like you, a conservative, a patriot, a Christian, someone who loves America. You won't hear these stories on any of the mainstream media, but you hear them on Real America's Voice on America's Top 10 Countdown. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And then the show replays four times a weekend. It's the dominant show on the entire network for the weekends, and I'm very proud of how successful it's been. And then Monday through Friday, I've got a show every afternoon at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific, on Lindell TV. That's streamed at frankspeech.com. Just go to frankspeech.com, click on Lindell TV 2, and you're on with Wayne Allyn Root for the hour. The show also airs on Rumble at Wayne Allyn Root. It airs on Getter at Wayne Root, and it's replayed at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific on Brighteon TV, and you can find that at brighteon.tv. Let's get right to our guest. He is the esteemed governor of Nevada. He's the reason I'm feeling pretty good about living here for the next 4 years, and I hope the next 8 years he's reelected. Governor Joe Lombardo, Republican. Governor of Nevada, Republican governor, former sheriff of the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. Governor Joe, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. It's my pleasure, buddy. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're proud of you for setting a record for vetoes in a single session. You vetoed 75 bills passed by the Democrat-controlled legislature. That's a lot of vetoes. Your hand tired, Joe?
Yeah. I wouldn't say that. It's, you know, but to be honest with you, Wayne, it's frustrating. You know, that's not necessarily a record you try to achieve or you drive for.
Right.
What it means and what it represents is bad government, bad legislation, and the fact that that many bills come to your desk, and it could have easily been more, but in the spirit of compromise, we were able to adjust some bills. But, you know, 75 is a lot. It's way too many, and we got to fix that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I consider you a conservative Republican, but you're probably not as conservative as me. I think you're a little more moderate than me. So if you vetoed 75 bills, I got to assume that some of them were ridiculously extreme left. I mean, you know, California, New York, extreme left. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah, you are correct. And you know, and unfortunately, Wayne, a lot of it was just testing me. And that's my perception. It was testing me because I have an R after my name, and it wasn't about the people of the state of Nevada and good legislation for them and moving the state forward. It was because I'm a Republican, and no matter what I'm attempting to do, they're gonna test me and try to get me to ignore or, you know, not pay attention to what's going on and let some of that flawed legislation through. So,
yeah, you know, I think people give me a bad rap because they think, you know, if I was governor, if I was a senator, if I was a president, everything I do would be conservative. Well, no, I think you tell people what you really believe in, and you put forth very conservative bills, and then they put forth their liberal bills, and if it's a good governance, as you said, you could compromise somewhere in the middle, right? But Democrats have no interest in compromising at all. They want pure left, left, left. Until we're a socialist nation and it's not America anymore. So were any of them interested in any compromise with you at all?
Yeah, there was a handful of folks on that side of the aisle that was, you know, engaged in some good discussions with me and what they were trying to achieve and what I was trying to achieve. But you know, that was a small minority of them. And I agree with you, Wayne. It's this lack of compromise, and they do want to drive it to a certain direction. And unfortunately, they're getting pushed by the, you know, the, what do you call them, the progressives. I think that's the
Well, I call them Marxists. I call them Marxists. I think progressives are a really nice word. That's not really true.
And the party puts the significant pressure on them to you know, bow down to their thinking. And they're not thinking on their own. They're thinking on behalf of the party.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your election integrity bill was fantastic, and it never even had a hearing. Democrats wouldn't even bring it up. I mean, my question to you is, what do you have to do for them to ever do one thing for us?
Yeah, exactly. I was hoping, you know, the other bills, you know, actually 613 bills hit my desk, and so out of that, 75 of them were vetoed. So the rest of them got through. You would think by that number in itself would be enough for them to, you know, seek the spirit of compromise or working together, and obviously it didn't. And you know, we all know that's a very important item, election reform. And no matter where you are in the spectrum of belief, you know, in fraud or systems, I think no matter what, we need a system that everybody can trust and a system that will minimize any possibility of fraud and to the benefit of all of us. And everybody's got to, you know, respect and understand and want a safe and reliable system. And for them to say no to it means they don't. And they'll take their chances, you know, on how they can manipulate the system. So, but we're not giving up. You're right. I didn't get a hearing, which is unfortunate. But I said it in the State of the State. If I didn't get any movement on my election reform ideas, that I would take it to a vote of the people. So my team's right now working on a ballot initiative to address that issue.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, I'm not sure if even you might not realize, Governor, that Mexico has not only voter ID, meaning ID, photo ID issued by the government in order to vote, but they've also got fingerprint. So you've got to match your fingerprint and your photo issued by the government to vote in Mexico. So how could voter ID, the most simple thing in the world that's required for anything, boarding an airplane, I don't know, anything I do, Governor, they ask me for ID. So why is it that voting is the one thing in the world Democrats scream, oh, my God, you're racist. It's not racist to ask for ID because in Mexico they ask for ID to vote. In Puerto Rico, a United States territory, did you know they ask for a photo-issued ID and fingerprint in order to vote in Puerto Rico, but not in America? We're the only country in the world that doesn't have voter ID so we know who's voting. It's a very simple thing to ask for, a very reasonable thing to ask for.
Right. I agree with you. You're preaching to the choir, Wayne. And you know, one of the arguments they make is it's a regressive, you know, you're preventing their, you know, constitutional right to vote. And I said, well, how can you say that? Well, because, you know, some people don't have government ID, which I highly doubt.
Yeah, that's them being racist. They're the racists, you know. They're the racists. They think black people can't get ID. That's the most racist thing I've ever heard, right?
Right, right. But I took away their excuse on that. I said, hey, the state via DMV will pay for their ID.
Right.
So they have no excuse. And then it becomes, well, how do they have the ability to get to DMV? You know? But yeah, well, if they have the ability to get to the polling location, they can get to DMV.
Right. Not only that, but look, I don't think there's a Democrat in America, whether they be white or black or poor, Latino, rich, whatever they are, they all collect Obamacare. They love it, right? Well, Obamacare, if you walk in any doctor's office in America, you can't get it without them saying, can I see your ID, please? So are you telling me that Democrats are not accepting Obamacare? Because you know they're all collecting on it. When they get sick, they're using Obamacare. They must have IDs. They've all got IDs. The reason they fight so hard, Governor, is because they know that it's their way of rigging elections. They're voting 12 times, you know, with apartment buildings with hundreds of things, ballots scattered all over the floor, and they pick them up and they fill in names that aren't real names that moved a long time ago that don't exist or they died. That's how they're rigging elections. That's why they fight so hard against voter ID. Don't you think there's a reason they're so upset about it?
Yeah, I mean, what you were describing right there was ballot harvesting. And it's, you know, and part of my election reform bill was to put a limit and register the harvesters with a modicum of training. And, they pushed back.
They don't want that.
I even thought that was going to get through in some earlier discussion, and then it fell by the wayside also.
Yeah, they don't want that. Let's shift to COVID mask mandates, because it seems like it's all coming back again. Everybody's, I mean, all over the media, they're warning COVID is back. But meanwhile, everyone agrees it's just a cold now. It's not going to kill people. It's not a national emergency. Are we ever going to go back to masks again? Please tell me in Nevada we're not going to go back to masks again.
No. If it's under my authority and my ability, the answer is no. You know, I would describe it a little bit different than a cold. I mean, sometimes it rises to a level of a flu, influenza, but it's nothing more than one of those different descriptives. And we realize that now, you know, hindsight's 2020, and we realize, you know, people have to make their own decisions in that space. And I use this more than once, and I said that the way to address it is education, you know, versus mandates.
Right.
You're not going to solve anything with a mandate, because people are going to push back even if it's to their benefit. The only thing you need a mandate on is when you're determining criminal law, not for the protection of an individual.
And freedom. Just say freedom. Governor? Freedom. Say freedom. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. But I don't want to wear one. I don't want to get vaccinated.
Right.
If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated.
If you're not comfortable going out, stay home.
Right. Same thing with lockdowns. You know, you should stay home if you want to stay home. But I want to go out every night, and I'll continue to go out. I'll take that risk with my life to earn a living and do business, even if there's a flu pandemic. It doesn't stop me from earning a living and living my life, and other people it does. So great, they should stay home, and maybe government should help them. But I don't need the help, and I certainly don't need the mandate, right?
Right. It's educate versus mandate. And that same argument goes across the board to vaccines. You know?
Right.
So
exactly.
If you want a vaccine,
Joe, we're going to an ad break. Can I grab you for one more segment? I'd love to hear all your priorities for this, not only this term, but when you come back, hopefully, let's all pray for a second term, what your priorities will be. You got a second to grab another 5 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang on through the break. We'll be back with Governor Joe Lombardo, the Republican governor, I'm so proud to say, of the great state of Nevada. I may not even be living here anymore if he wasn't elected. I'm telling you right now, he's the reason I decided to stay. Former sheriff and a good Republican now is my governor. Proud to have him. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Known as War. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You could shop where my wife Cindy and I shop. GreatPatriotStore.com. We don't use Amazon. We don't use Costco. We don't use Walmart. We don't use Sam's Club. We don't use Home Depot. We don't use Lowe's. We've kind of replaced them all with GreatPatriotStore.com. I wrote the book, number one bestseller, endorsed by President Trump, Great Patriot Boycott Book, showing you all the great companies to buy from that are run by conservatives and patriots, and what was the company that stood out above all the rest? GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products that you're already buying, already using, much higher quality, much lower price, no toxic chemicals, all products made right here in the USA. And when you buy them, you're supporting American jobs and families, and they deliver the products right to your door at incredible prices. Company run by conservatives and patriots, 20,000 American families a month are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever, exclusively available only to their members, but you got to become a member. Like Sam's Club, like Costco, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you, it's very inexpensive, and boom, you're a member. Over 2 million monthly shoppers have already joined. Now it's your turn. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, we're back with Governor Joe Lombardo. This is a national show, but he is my governor. He's the Republican governor of Nevada. Very funny. Republican governor of Nevada, former sheriff of the Las Vegas Metro Police Department, and we got him for part two of the interview. Governor Joe, welcome back.
I'm here.
Hey, you know, one of the reasons I like you is because, you know, I was brought up by my dad to just love the police and really respect law enforcement. And I'm just so sick at how badly Democrats treat police all over this country. I mean, I assume having you as a governor is a sign that Nevada will never treat their police badly, right?
Yeah, within my ability and authority, never. What I mean by that, I run the state police, obviously, and then I'll do everything I can to even prevent bad legislation on making it easier to be a criminal, which has a detrimental effect on police and their ability to do their job. So everything that would be positive to help police do their job and ensure they're treated appropriately will be within my ability to do so.
And we appreciate that greatly. One of the things I've been talking about on my show a lot in the last, I don't know, 2-3 months is that in both Illinois and Washington, D.C., they're making it legal. I believe they signed the laws, and it now is, in fact, legal for an illegal alien to be a police officer. It's so bizarre, Governor Joe, that anybody could think that's a normal thing and that's good for America. If it's so bad for me to ask someone for ID to prove they're an American when they vote, how could you let an illegal alien put on a badge and carry a gun and a blue uniform and pull me over and ask me for my ID? Doesn't that strike someone as kind of strange?
Yeah, it does. And I don't support that, obviously. And I said so. You know, they attempted that legislation this last session, and I said I would not support it if it hit my desk. And the key component on this, as you alluded to it, is they're enforcing the Constitution in the forms of the Constitution that laws are developed. And if you're an undocumented illegal alien, you can't do that. It's just not legally appropriate or possible, in my opinion. And, you know, quite often the argument is, yeah, but we'll allow them to serve in the military. Yeah, but when they're serving the military, 99% of the time, the enforcement occurs on a foreign soil.
Right,
and
that's exactly.
Nothing that affects our
exactly.
Domesticated constitution. So
exactly.
Yeah,
it's just crazy that the ideas that Democrats have are crazy. It just shows you, you know, again, Joe, I'm kind of trying to educate my audience, which is very conservative. You know, Joe isn't always perfect, but guess what? He's damn good, and he's the reason standing between us and disaster. If he is not our governor, if Sisolak's still our governor, you've probably got illegal aliens as policemen today. So there's an example where you don't have to be the most conservative Republican right-wing guy in the entire world. You could be a little more moderate, but if you stand in the way of the crazy leftist ideas of the Democrat Party, you do great things for the state of Nevada. So I thank you, and I think you're doing a real good job. Really appreciate
you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's talk about your priorities. We've got 2 minutes left. Your priorities to accomplish as governor in the next 3 years or so, and then hopefully another 4 after that. What are the big priorities?
So there's a couple, I appreciate you asking me. One, and you know, I talked about it in my campaign, and my pillars, one of the pillars of my campaign was education and everything associated with education to include school choice. So we got a pretty big lift at the legislature, you know, some of the items associated with education, but school choice, we got stung a little bit. And, well, we were able to do an expansion of charter schools, but the other things out there, the nomenclature we use here in the state of Nevada is opportunity scholarships, and we got a big push back, you know, public money for private schools. And, you know, that's the argument that is used, and we all know that's not the case. It's actual choice for the benefit of the kids.
And you were fighting mostly for minority poor children, and the Democrats shut it down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's unfortunate. That's another one of those things, just like election reform. It polls in, you know, 60, 70th percentile support on both sides of the aisle, but yet they march to the drum of the party versus their personal understanding of reason why they ran for office and for the benefit of all versus the few.
The governor, not just the party. They fight for the drumbeat of the teachers union more than even the party. Hey, listen, the music's on. We got to run. We're up against the news break. Thank you for spending some valuable time, Governor, on our show. We appreciate it. Governor Joe Lombardo, the governor of Nevada, thank you. God bless you, and keep fighting, Joe.
All right, buddy. You take care, War.
Bye-bye.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.